Okay, let's have a little bit of fun again. Today is November 26, 2019. And as you know, my name is Robert Miller. Full disclaimer first, I am not a licensed realtor in British Columbia no longer. I voluntarily gave up my license a few years ago. But I just like giving away free information the best I can from my personal experiences and my professional experiences as a licensed realtor when I was, past tense, a licensed realtor. I am not a tax accountant, nor am I a notary or a lawyer. So if you need some professional advice in those fields, just seek out the proper professional. So today, what we're going to be talking about, buying a new condo. You know, this is the thing when it comes down to buying a new condo, and we're talking about new developments, not resales, okay? There is a lot of common mistakes, and I'm going to be discussing today the seven most common mistakes, otherwise known as pitfalls. You know, let's get right into it. Overestimating living space of what you're going to get. Now, that's the biggest thing, is when people hear the words that you're going to get 700, 800 square feet. Let's play with that. Who cares about the 800 square feet? Because what you really want to know is the net area is what you want to actually care about. Now, what is net area? That's the area you can walk through and other areas where you can fill it with the furniture. So if you've got 800 square feet, you are not getting 800 square feet that is a net area. So think about it. Areas where you can walk through is important, and areas that you can fill up with furniture. If you're not sure about it, look at the contract. It'll say it right in the contract, or ask the developer and how it was actually calculated. They have to tell you how was it calculated. So, moving forward, what we're going to talk about is also not understanding the fine print. Now, here's the thing. Most people, we'll call them buyers, okay, because you're buying a new condo. You need help with the terminology, the lingo, and those sales contracts, especially the pre-sales contracts, those suckers can get pretty lengthy. And not only lengthy, but confusing because of the terminology, the lingo, bylaw, blah, 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 never ending. Because let's face it, it's made up by lawyers, and lawyers are paid to fuck it up for the public with complications. But you got to understand the rules outlined in the agreements and all other important documents. Now, what do I mean by all other important documents? Well, I'm talking about the guarantees. I'm talking about the liability, I'm talking about the deposits, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. But you got to understand all the rules in the agreements. I'm talking laws, bylaws, you name it, everything is important. But you got to have understanding of the terminology and the lingo. This is the biggest problem I know. Now, here's another thing, is not checking the credentials of who you're dealing with. The builder has to be accredited. Boom. Right off the bat, you got to find out who is this builder and what kinds of infractions have they been reprimanded for. You know, because if you don't check out if the builder is accredited or licensed, you won't have the same recourse if the deal goes sour. Why play with something when it's probably going to be the most expensive purchase you're going to make in your entire life? Now, here's the thing. You got to know who you're dealing with. Just don't look at the, oh, it's ABC Developer. Oh, I've heard of them. Well, ABC Developer, you know, could possibly have a lot of, like, think about this. The leaky condo bullshit that happened in Vancouver here a few years ago. That caused up a lot of shit in the industry. And a lot of developers got into a lot of trouble, and a lot of developers had to go bankrupt. Now, was it done on purpose? I don't know. Was it done intentionally? I don't know. But either way, you got to know who you're dealing with. Because that way, if something goes bad, you got to know what's protecting you. Also, if you're dealing with a realtor and a mortgage broker, you gotta contact your local board to verify that they are licensed and they have a valid license. And you're gonna check their professional records, including any past disciplinary measures that they have been involved in. So what do I mean by disciplinary measures? A realtor, if they do something bad, they get into trouble. And at the same time, there's going to be a reprimanded way to deal with them. Usually in terms of a fine and a course, or sometimes they get their license permanently suspended or suspended for X amount of time. You got to check your local board. Myself being in Vancouver, it would be the Vancouver Real Estate Board. If you're going to be in the Fraser Valley, out in Chilliwack or Abbotsford, you're going to check the Fraser Valley. If you're going to be living in the, say, Kelowna area, you're going to be looking at the Okanagan Mainland Real Estate Board. See where I'm going with this, people? You got to check out your realtor, because realtors, they will say things to make themselves look better on the pedestal. Mortgage brokers, they're all got to be licensed in the province that they are practicing in. Some are actually licensed in multiple provinces, but you got to check them out. No question about it. So never, ever assume anything, people. Never, ever, ever. I don't care if you think you know all the things and you know all, you got the gonads to move forward and you're saying, oh, I know all this stuff. I know that developer. Never assume. I'm serious. Never assume. You know, when I was a licensed realtor, things popped out at me I never, ever knew. There's no such thing as anybody being an expert, because in real estate, if they say they're an expert, they're full of shit. Why do I say that? Because there's always something new happening in real estate. An expert has to know everything about anything and everything and anything and anything. Blah, 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 blah. See where I'm going? Anybody says they're an expert in their neighborhood, are they? Ask them questions. It just doesn't mean, oh yeah, they got a school over there. Oh, they have that covered over there with the city. You can check it out at the city yourself. No, you go check it out and spend the money, realtor. Don't be so fucking cheap and don't be so lazy. Never ever believe a realtor when they say that they are in the top 1%. They have a wonderful medallion award, or they have the whatever it is. I don't really care, because that's all ego stuff. But getting back to things, never ever assume anything. So check out your realtor and your mortgage broker. Another thing is, never ever assume the building that you're buying into is covered by a guarantee plan. You know, some provinces have this, some provinces don't have it. But since 1999, the provincial government, again, this is varying across Canada, there is a new construction guarantee program. It's for most, here's the key word, most new construction projects. So you got to make sure to know if you're covered or not under that new construction guarantee. And if you're not, find out why. And it could be a number of reasons why. So another thing also is that when you are getting into a new construction pre-sale, never, ever, ever, ever assume that it's going to be problem-free. Before you even take over the keys, you're going to have the opportunity to do a pre-acceptance inspection. You know, seriously, take this very, very seriously and be picky. You know, there is no such thing as a perfect construction. Never. You be picky about what you just spent all your dough on. And you make sure that you pick out any defect that you think, even if it's on the flooring. Let's say, for example, you got some red cherry wood flooring. Now, that shit's expensive. And you got a little bit of a gap. I don't care if it's a quarter inch, an eighth of an inch. That's a defect. You go right to your realtor and you say, hey, this has got to get fixed. Or if you don't have a realtor, go to the developer and say, hey, this has got to get fixed. And it's not going to be at your cost. The developer has to fix this at his cost. I don't give a shit what the developer or the realtor says. It's got to be at their cost, not never, ever yours. And you can do all this because you do not have to sign off on it until the work is done and it's done to your satisfaction. So be picky, people. here's another thing people never really think about, protecting your deposit. You as the buyer, you got to make sure you understand where your deposit is going and what, you know, what protection do you have with your deposit? Whether it's from the builder's insurance program or held in trust by the notary or even the lawyer's firm. And believe me, with a developer, they got lots of lawyers. So more than likely, I'm not going to be with a notary. It's going to be with probably a big law firm. So find out about your deposit, because some developers have the right to use your deposit to continue construction, whether it's on that project or another one. So find out. Another thing people figure is that when you sign to buy a piece of property, you have the right to walk away from the deal. Now, here's the thing. You've got to be very, very careful, because in different provinces, it's different standards. You have the right to walk away from a contract of a purchase of a new home within X amount of days of signing. So, what does that mean? Let's say you're in Alberta. It could be, I'm just saying hypothetically, could be 15 days of signing. In British Columbia, it could be 10 days. In Saskatchewan, it could be 5 days. Check with your local laws. Check with your bylaws. You name it, you got to find out about it. So, if you do walk away, and here's another thing you got to be very careful. If you do walk away from the deal, be required to pay compensation to the builder up to half of 1% of the selling price, and that's a lot of money. Believe me, make sure you understand with the local laws and bylaws to protect yourself. Read over that contract before you sign it, you hand over any deposit, okay? Make sure you understand. No kidding. My name is Robert Miller. Disclaimer again, I am not a licensed realtor in British Columbia. I voluntarily gave up my license a few years ago. I just like giving away free information to the public on buying and selling real estate by yourself. But if you use a royal realtor, more power to you, but you'd be saving yourself thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. So anyway, today is November 26th, 2019. Check me out on my YouTube channel, Vancouver Real Estate, and at the same time, like the channel. Subscribe to the channel better. I should get that straight. Like the videos, subscribe to the channel, hit that little ring bell. You know, to me, everybody says that on YouTube, hit the ring bell, but you know, to me, it depends how much you want the information. It's not relevant to hit the ring bell, but hey, what the heck. Try and help me get to go over 4,000 hump on YouTube subscribers. I'm trying to get over the 4,000 hump. It's my personal goal, not business. I do not have my channel monetized, so that way, if I get to 4,000 people, it just means that I'm helping at least 4,000 people.